7512. Very loud, verbal with Clint.
Hey, I got a gentleman on the bus. He asked if he can get on. I said, I can't give you permission to get on, yes or no. Then he starts clapping, and then he goes to sit down. I was like, why don't you just step off the bus if you're going to cross me like that? So he's not getting off the bus. I popped the brake and tied the bus up. What would you like me to do?
Okay. So is he behaving now? And other than not paying the fare, is he behaving and sitting down?
He's just acting cussing.
Not threatening or anything?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, if he's not threatening and he's sitting, behaving himself, so to speak, and keeping to himself, just being, you know, I can't control the words that come out of their mouths. I hate to say that. I know it's a frustrating situation. But if you're able to roll, if you could roll, and when you get near a supervisor, I can see if they can pop their head in on your bus. I'm just limited right now on our resources. Is that something you think you can do?
Yeah, I mean, he's making everybody else uncomfortable. You can definitely tell that. He's like very cussing and going off, but I don't want to keep these people tied up. So I would much rather have them off the bus, but at the same time, I would like to get people to where they need to be. So if you have a road soup somewhere that can, you know, pop his head in, that would be great. But I don't want to just sit here.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. I know where you're heading. I don't have a supervisor, but where you're at right now, I have somebody that might be in the area. So let me do what I can do, and hopefully he'll just deboard soon. Go ahead and roll, and if anything changes, even if he deboards, send me another message so I know what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.